Cough had expected the laboratory's exit search routine, but he was wholly surprised to find he faced another one at Canberra Airport. The name badge of the spotty-faced kid in the border control booth was Horatio Hadley. He was so skinny he could take three steps before his uniform moved. He regarded the bleary-eyed Cough with open distaste. Another unshaven sap from economy class, he thought, with probably a bit of dark web weirdo porn in the briefcase or some kind of new magic powder from the Los Angeles street markets. The second Border Force officer stood a meter behind Spottyface, surveying the arrivals. Duty manager Jerry Ryan had been a commando in the Australian Army back in the day. He'd knocked off a few ragheads in his time. The pre-retirement border job was a big drop in status, but it was what it was. He had to soldier on. So he was projecting his not-to-be-messed-with persona with the last of the travellers, usually the ones to cause trouble. They were tired, grumpy, and had often imbibed a little too much of the airline's free alcoholic travelling anaesthetic. Cough glanced at Ryan. He recognised the upright military stance, the legs slightly apart and the shoulders back. It was a stance professional soldiers never lost. Spottyface asked Cough for his passport. Cough handed it over. Then Spottyface asked if he had anything to declare. Cough's face went white.
No, nothing at all.
Spottyface put the passport through the scanner. No issues. What was the white face about, he wondered. He had someone to play, and exactly at the right time. He could impress his immediate boss, old Jerry Hardballs, who was watching nearby.
Can you open your briefcase, please, sir?
Cough gripped the case handle with both hands. His mind went on a wild, panic-stricken whirl. Suddenly, on the home stretch, he was in serious danger. Why did he think he wouldn't be searched again? He was a poor, bloody thief and a worse smuggler, the big brain said. Try a whole new tactic. Cough coughed and stuttered something incoherent. Ryan heard and raised his eyebrows a fraction. He could sense trouble. He was still alive because of it, he prided himself. Spottyface cocked his head.
Sir, can you open your briefcase, please?
It was always the politeness of the little Hitler creeps that riled Cough. They just needed a uniform to elevate them from their generally boring tasks to creatures of power. Spottyface knew he was doing this by the book, calmly and professionally. A half-smile of a reasonable man played at his lips. It sent the perfect, passive-aggressive, silent question. He did not get the chance to do the John Wayne silent but powerful technique often. Reveling in the moment, he waited. The power of silence would go to work. Cough cleared his throat.
I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to show the contents of this case to anyone. It's a matter of national security.
Spottyface smiled.
What sort of fantasist loser did he have here?
But he felt old Hardballs stir behind him.
National security, did you say, sir?
Cough said.
Yeah, I need to see a senior officer, as quick as you like.
Ryan straightened and stepped forward.
I'm the senior officer tonight, sir. What's the problem?
Is there somewhere private we can speak? Is there anyone here with national security clearance? Spottyface gave a noisy snigger. But Ryan said,
Well, I had security clearance to 2A in military intelligence.
Cough thought, What the hell is a 2A clearance?
Okay, we need to talk in private urgently.
Ryan looked at the worn traveller.
Maybe he could be a real-life spy.
They didn't all dress like James Bond.
Ryan said,
If you would like to come this way, sir.
He opened the customs barrier and Cough stepped through it as if it was his everyday right, and without a glance at the furious Horatio Hadley.